This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 14, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Before we come to a close of this open meeting, I note that Mr. Doyle is here, and for anybody else in attendance, and certainly for Mr. Doyle's benefit, I'd just like this morning to announce that Vice Chair Ravel and I will announce that on September 17, the FEC is to host an informal public forum to hear ideas from the public and discuss how the agency can update, enhance, and improve our website and the information that we present on our website for public use. We've just had a presentation today about a private proprietary service that's going to provide enhanced use of the data for the public. Well, it is a first obligation of the agency to do that as well, and so we're endeavoring to do that. Now, as you're aware, the FEC has been in an ongoing effort to improve and enhance our IT generally, and this is one segment of that. Our IT department, under the direction of Mr. Palmer, rolled out a new enterprise search function earlier this year, and so this is part of an ongoing effort to improve our public disclosure mission here at the Federal Election Commission. And a key part of that is a website redesign effort to hear from FEC data users and the public directly. And so on September 17, we will have a forum here at the Commission and open to both the public and the press. And it will consist of two parts. One, an open discussion with commissioners and senior staff about what the press, what the public, what the interest groups who use our data on a day-to-day basis would like to see in a new website, and then followed by working group breakout sessions with commission staff moderated by an organization called 18F. Which is a newly formed organization within the General Services Administration, and they are helping us design and build an intuitive, customer-focused website. I want to thank Vice Chair Ravel for her leadership in this effort. She's really the moving force behind this, and I'd like to thank Alec Palmer and his IT team of professionals for their hard work in improving our IT and for leading this project as well. Vice Chair Ravel, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I believe that this event, not just the forum, but going forward, marks a really big step forward for the Commission, and I am really pleased to be able to work together with you. I think that is a very important thing for the Commission, to improve our website and understanding the need to improve our website. And I also do want to thank Mr. Palmer and the Commission staff that's been working on this already and helping to move this forward with such alacrity. It's been really exciting and really great to work with them all, and as well as 18F, who's partnering with us on the initiative and has been working with us. As you know, my view is disclosure, and the disclosure that this commission does is absolutely central to the commission's mission, so it's really critical that we find better ways to deliver campaign finance information to the public. And that was something that we saw right away, and I think it's great. This effort will really make a lot of strides in doing that. Not only do we want to improve the look and feel of the website, but also to make the campaign data much more available to the public in a way that is usable, understandable, accessible, easy to manipulate. All the things that Mr. Ginsburg's clients are so adept at is what we would like to see on our commission website. So I want to encourage everybody in the community and the public to please come to our forum and give us your input and participate. Thank you.
So, Mr. Doyle, your charge is to advertise that for us. And it will be beginning at 10 a.m. here on September 17. Do you want me to repeat that? Anybody else like to comment on that before we close this open session?
Okay. Looking forward to it.
That brings us to item 7. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. The commission will now take a brief 15-minute recess, and we will return to take up certain matters in executive session. Thank you all.